Okay, men of 2010. Sam Rice, Gillingham fan, podcast listener. Who's your man of 2010 and why? You've got to explain it, obviously.
My man of 2010 is Chris Whelpdale.
Okay, most people aren't going to know who Chris Whelpdale is. I barely know who he is.
He plays for Peterborough United.
Well, he doesn't play.
Your hometown.
That's why he came on loan to us.
Okay, he's been loaned from Peterborough United to Gillingham.
Yeah.
But never as a man turned around a club season and fortunes. Chris Whelpdale.
Well, this is it, because he played for Gillingham, but he could have played. It signifies what one person can do to a club. It was two people, wasn't it? It was him and
Charlie Lee.
Yeah. So loaned to a team that were on probably the worst run for a long, long time.
After the Dover game, I've never really felt as low as Gillingham fan. That was, they should have beaten us 22-0, not 2-0.
Yeah,
it was terrible. When
okay, so the manager goes away, scrounges around for some money to get some signings in, transfer loan signings, gets your man Chris Whelpdale in. What was the impact? Why? What's he done to become man of 2010?
Initially, I thought it's another.
What position is he?
Right winger, but his touch, probably, he's got such a good touch. I think he'd play anywhere on the pitch. It's one of those
So good touch.
So he's one of those players I think we could probably play anywhere on the pitch.
Do you know his background? Do you know who he played for before Peter or anything like that?
Played for Billericay, and apparently Stimpson tried to sign him from Billericay. But yeah. I believe that
makes sense
when hell freezes over.
Stimpson was one of those managers that just claimed that he used to try and sign everyone.
Exactly. He said,
What's that? Ronaldo scored a hat trick against. Yeah, I tried to sign him for Gillingham. Yeah, Kaká. Yeah, tried to get him when I was at Stevenage. So he's full of shit. It's full of absolute shit.
Apparently Simpson had a list of non-league players that would turn us into a Premier League side. They never materialised.
So. Okay, at the moment, I know who Whelpdale is, I know why he came. You still haven't sold him to me as a man in 2010. What did he actually do?
From being as low as we was after that Dover game until the euphoria of the last three away games. And there's only one man, he scored in nearly every game. He scored in three out of his four loan games.
I think he set a few up as well, didn't he?
Yeah, for a midfielder, absolutely top draw. Just invigorate a new lease of life into the team.
Okay, do you think they'll take that on? What do you think? He's gone, because he's gone back now, hasn't he? He's gone back to Peterborough. He's not there anymore.
I think the timing's worked well, as in Bartram is going to be back very soon, and he possibly can take over the reins. But I don't think Bartram's got the goal scoring instinct of Whelpdale. And I think for a man who has taken a supporter, the lowest of the low, to a very optimistic.
You're calling yourself the lowest of the low? you were the lowest of the low.
After that Dover game.
You mean morale wise, you were the lowest of the low? You're not just the lowest because you are quite low.
I was lower than a stank's belly after that Dover game.
Good, like that.
But after the four games played for us, very optimistic. Hopefully, put a run together and go up. And I think if we do go up or get in the playoffs, there's no less player with the deserves recognition than Whelpdale.
I actually agree with that. I can see what you're saying there. If Gillingham actually did anything this season, you could probably pinpoint it to those loan signings. And you've seen more of him than me, so if you're saying that he was the man, then it's absolutely fair enough. Whether he's out there with some of the other people that feel like Gian and like world superstars,
influential.
I don't know.
Influential.
But I mean, I think it still translates. What you're saying is a player has made such a big impact on a club. Although most people won't have heard of him or our club, probably the fact still remains the same, that he can come in and change the fortunes.
But it was certainly Gillingham fans who thought we'd possibly go down this year, but
yeah,
it's all turned around and people are thinking now we could possibly go up. So, and that's all on the probably two loan signings, but more for me Whelpdale. He was he scored the goals. And
so that is Chris Whelpdale, Sam Rice's nomination for 2010 man of the year.
Probably more month of the year, but man,
no,
of the year
man. Oh, this is it. Most of these polls, you do it on the month that, like, the month that's top of mind, isn't it? Really, but yeah, he is top of mind. But we've had such a shit 2010. Apart from that, that December was definitely our Gillingham Football Club's best month of 2010. So
it's no coincidence. He scored three goals and set up probably double that. So.
Monthly stroke year, Chris Whelpdale. You're right there. Sam's just. Hurt his face with his beard.
Celebrating over Whelpdale.
Anyway, Chris Whelpdale.